The Viridian Nutrition range of 200-plus award-winning products includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutritional oils, specialty supplements, tinctures, and balms, all formulated to be healthful, efficacious, and pure. By choosing our Viridian Nutrition range, you are one step closer to your goal of 100% wellness. Ethical vitamins with an organic heart. Available at all Browns outlets. Browns and you.
And we're sitting down for this conversation with Carpignetto d'Oggiolo Rosso, a perfectly honest wine for a perfectly honest conversation.
Welcome to the She Word, conversations that women rarely have but really should. Now, we've got a great episode lined up for you, but before we get going, I just want some reminders. Down here somewhere, if you're watching us on YouTube, you have a subscribe button. Hit it right now and you'll make me very happy. If you're listening to us on Spotify, go onto the app, subscribe to us there as well. And of course, ladies, please do go and follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and everything else. And I tell you why. Because we have some incredible things lined up for you this year, including this season 4, and you do not want to miss a single bit. Now, one of those incredible things that I mentioned is an event that you do not want to miss. Put May 24th and 25th in your diary. That is the She Word Live coming to you at the MCC. This is the most incredible event. It's a one of its kind, the first of its kind here in Malta, and it's an event that is just for you. We have 2 days, one day dedicated to empowering women in the workplace and the second day in dedicated to empowering women in the world. We have the best international speakers. We've got amazing women from the Maltese Islands. We've got keynote speeches, panel discussions, Q&A, meet and greet, and so much more. So remember that, 24th and 25th, follow our socials, go and find yourselves the spot where you can get yourself a ticket and get involved right away. Now, if you're one of our Patreon page subscribers, I want to say a massive thank you to you, because not only do you get this show before anybody else, as well as ad-free content and special offers and so much more, by being a Patreon page subscriber, you are doing something amazing. 50% of the profits of our Patreon page go straight to the Richmond Foundation to support women who need therapy, guidance, and support who cannot afford it. So thank you so much to you. Now, that's all the thank yous and the information out the way, and I am so excited because we're going to get started with this show. I'm pretty sure that every single one of our She Worders is going to love this show. This show is dedicated to the turbulent topic of dating. The good, the bad, and the absolute hilarious. And I'm really excited because I have got a fantastic group of ladies here joining me on this show. First up, Alison, Ali, Delicia. Originally from Reading in the UK, Ali has made Malta her home and dating her career. Not that Ali is a serial dater, but she does run a site called Social Butterfly, and part of that is all about speed dating. And I'm going to come to you in a second, but I'm going to just say, if anybody knows about dating, Ali, it's going to be you. Coming back to you in just a second. Melissa. Melissa.
Spigner.
Thank you. I knew it.
Until Jane helped you out.
Thank you very much indeed. American Maltese from San Diego, California. You are an accomplished career woman who's based here in Malta. A man magnet, according to a close friend, but possibly still looking for the right fella.
Possibly.
And Taryn. Taryn, you really don't need an introduction, because if there's somebody in Malta who doesn't know who you are, really, I'm wondering if they're on this planet, because you're a Drive Time presenter on Bay Radio. You've also been an actress. You're a content creator and a world traveler. But what's really exciting, Taryn, is that you were on the very first SheWord. You remember this? 18 months ago.
It was such a long time ago.
Wasn't that amazing? I mean, I can't believe we're sitting here like 50 shows later.
A long way. We've come a long way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, darling. And I'm so glad because I knew that I wanted to have you back on the show. And I sort of nervously said, Taryn, will you come on a show about dating?
Because it's not stressed me out.
Well, it's not the kind of thing that you want to ask everybody, but you're a brilliant, brilliant lady and a great sense of humor. So I'm so glad that you're here. But for any of those people that don't know who you are, we're going to start with you. Can you fill in the gaps? So I want to know who you are and what is your current dating status?
Okay. So as you mentioned, I'm a radio host, an actress. I do a lot of other things on the side as well. So obviously content creation, travel is my life. I don't know. There's so many aspects. And I'm currently doing up my house, which is a big project, a house I bought on my own.
Nice.
So it's a big project. It's taken over a lot of my time. So yeah. And I am currently single.
Ooh.
So yes.
Really?
It's very, very work focused at the moment, but doesn't mean I'm out of the dating scene, but you know.
I am so looking forward to this.
I know you are. I just know. I was like, I'm sure there's a reason why she's asked me to be on this episode over any other.
Because you're a darn good sport and you turned up in a jacket with hearts on.
I did. Look, I'm all dressed up
and the nails,
with
the occasion. And the
nails. I'm all loved up.
Look at you, girlfriend. Now, Ali, what did I miss out about you?
Oh,
did I miss anything out? You're from the UK. You've got your social butterfly. Tell me a little bit about that, because when we spoke on the phone, you talked about the fact that you've been sort of running speed dating for a long time. This I'm really excited about, but fill in the gaps there. What brought you to Malta as well? I want to know that.
So I used to work on yachts. I was a stewardess and a chef, and my boat was based in Malta. So I was first here in 2011 and 12. And then I was all over the world. And then I was back home in Reading, got a real job on a industrial estate in Basingstoke.
Ooh.
And just kind of went, no, I can't do this.
Good for you.
So I moved here 9 years ago.
Brilliant.
With my ex-boyfriend at the time. We moved here together.
There's something in common here, right?
Yeah. But I started Social Butterfly Malta 2021, just doing events. I've always been in events. No matter what job I've had events to organise. And I'm single. And there are no dating events in Malta. Like, you know, you're trying to get out and about and meet people. Like, how do you do it the old-fashioned way? Because you've got the apps and everything, and they're just, you know, swipey, swipey, awful. So I thought, well, I'll solve my own problem.
Ooh.
And run a speed dating event. So I've been doing that.
That is so cool. Have you guys ever been speed dating?
No.
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 But we might now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
I think we need a follow-up episode where we send Taryn and I out to one of the events. And we just see how it goes.
Like a social experiment.
Yeah.
Just with us.
I am so up for that.
Like
Mel's taken over the show. Tell me the background to you. Tell me a little bit more information.
So I'm American Maltese. Like you said, I've grown up in both places. I moved back to Malta. Well, I spent half my time here, half my time there, back and forth. But I moved back to Malta 6 years ago. Now, time flies. Very focused on my career as well. So I do a lot of things. I'm involved in a couple of different businesses and things like that. But I'm also doing up my house as well. I bought my house by myself. Strong, independent woman.
Yes.
Renovating
in the meantime.
Last night I was hauling boxes from one flat to the rental flat. And I'm like, I can do this on my own, carrying my boxes up the stairs. It's fine. It's going to be fine. So I'm single, obviously, because I'm here.
Hang on a second. I mean, Ali, what's your dating?
Oh, no, I'm single.
We're all very single.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just going to say right now, if there's anybody watching that's a man, I'm just kidding.
No, we're like, I was like, how many men, what are the statistics on this podcast? How many men watch this? Because that's going to determine.
That's why you're here?
No, yeah. It's going to determine what I'm here because I got bullied into coming. It's going to determine how far we can go, what we can say. We still want to keep ourselves dateable, right? So we can't spill all
this
the beans.
This is the she word. I don't think the men have found
it
yet.
No, it'll be fine.
We're off the radar. Let's hope. So listen, before we go any further, I'm just going to drop some statistics and then I've got a great question to open with. Yeah. Over 6 million monthly downloads in July 2023, Tinder is the most downloaded dating application in the world. Have you guys been on Tinder?
No, I'm not.
I have been on Tinder.
No, I said, have you been on Tinder?
No.
Oh no, me neither.
I think I'm especially my generation. I think I'm one of the only people who's not on Tinder.
So that's normally my line. So I downloaded Tinder for the first time 2 weeks ago,
and I was like, "How's it been so far?"
So,
Hang on. This is a whole other question. I'm coming to this because we can talk about this.
Before that, I had never used Tinder, ever, ever. And I always said I would never, not because there's anything wrong with it, but, you know, just, I'm like, I just go out and meet people.
Listen, I will say, I did go on as a social experiment when I was doing radio on One. And I went on there and my co-host and I downloaded Tinder at the same time during the show. And I went on and I started swiping and there was Kurt Kalea, who'd been on the show just before, and I was like, no, I can't do this. I cannot do it. I know everybody on this.
No. Yeah, that's a thing with Malta, though.
Yeah. We'll come
to that.
Malta problem. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah.
You on Tinder? Been on Tinder?
I was on Tinder. I'm on Bumble at the moment.
Ooh, yeah. Ali's on Bumble.
Okay.
63% of daters say they're clearer about emotional. 63% of daters say they're clearer about emotional needs and boundaries, and 59% are more thoughtful and intentional about how they're putting themselves out there, with 53% aiming to not overcommit to socializing. It seems there's more awareness about guard railing. Have you ever heard the term guard railing?
No,
me neither. One in three daters are now more open to considering dating beyond their type in 2024.
You need to do that.
In the UK particularly, 52% of daters are expanding their horizons beyond what they'd typically go for. Mm-hmm. 51% say they'd waited weeks before having sex, while just over one third, 38%, had sex either on the first date or within a couple of weeks. The remaining 11%, I can't work this statistic out, had sex before they even went on a date. How do you do that?
That's Tinder.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm
just rock up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off this conversation by asking you guys, let's set this in the table. By the way, there's some great chocolate. It's called Dirty Cow, which is so appropriate for the show. Do help yourselves to that.
Thank you.
I'm going to just throw this question into the middle of the table and say, what makes for you a good date? If you went on a date, what would make it a good date?
I think it's simple. To me, it's a good conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Intellectual compatibility is like my number one. It's so important because obviously like other things fade. Okay, yes, values and everything. I think you wouldn't even go on a date with somebody you don't think has or shares similar values. But then when you're on a date, if I haven't stopped talking all night and not just me, like if the conversation hasn't stopped flowing, you know, then obviously
if
that's
Taryn
a good date.
If Taryn has talked all night, we're okay.
No, exactly. Yeah. If I've talked all night to myself, because obviously I'm going to have to fill in the gaps. Exactly, yeah. Like the silence, then that's just not a good date, you know?
I think
good
so
conversation.
Too.
Good conversation.
Communication, conversation. And for me, sense of humor too, just because I'm that kind of person. You know, I like having a laugh. I can be serious when I need to be, but it's you know, I want to go out and keep it light and have a fun conversation. But yeah, communication and I think effort too. Yeah. A little bit of effort.
100%.
Make somebody stand out. I think that in today's dating scene that just because of, you know, the availability of the apps and there's always another option and you could just swipe and it's like, I don't know, we've become this sort of generation that's like, okay, well, let's just meet for a drink or come over for a glass of wine or this or that. There's no real thought or planning that goes into dating anymore, like an actual date. So for me, if a man makes a little bit of effort to plan something that's not just, and there's nothing wrong with meeting up for a coffee or a drink, but there have been men who've you know, gone a little bit of an extra mile to try to do something different on the first date or make a little bit of an effort there. And I think that's gotten lost. Mm.
You said something that I'm going to come back to, not right now, but we're going to come back to it a little bit later on, because you said if he makes an effort when he plans a date.
Okay, true.
No. We're going to leave that right there for a second, because we're going to come back to that in a minute. But that's a really important observation. And I love what you both said. Ali, have you got anything to add to that? We've got conversation, we've got humor, we've got making an effort. You were nodding away to the effort.
Yeah, 100% effort. Like, for me personally, my day job, all I do all day is organize other people. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, my love language is like, if you do something for me, like, tell me where I need to be, what time, what I need to wear, I will be there with bells
amazing.
On.
Yeah, it's again, so though, good. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's a little old fashioned, but it's like, yeah. I mean, is it though? It's just, I think I don't know if our expectations have lowered or if the scene has just changed because of
I think,
apps
yeah,
or whatever. It's like you're just
and
out
like,
and meeting in bars and stuff. And
roles have changed,
yeah,
you know? I feel like women no longer need to have somebody, you know, they don't need a man. Let's put it that way. Let's have a relationship between a man and a woman. Because we don't, because now we're self-sufficient, we work. So in reality, they have to add something more, you know? Mm. So mm-hmm. you're looking for somebody you can do life with, not somebody who will pay for your bills. Yeah. We don't need that, because now we're 50-50. That's yeah. the kind of relationship mm-hmm. I want to have. Not everyone wants to have that relationship. And that's something that I've come to realize now, that there are some men who hate if you want to contribute 50-50, or they're like, no, but I want to be in charge and I want to have and I want to be the provider. It's like, listen, you're never going to be a provider with me, because that's just not who I am as a person.
Provider, you know? Protector. I think the roles have changed.
I don't mind the yeah. protector. I don't mind the, you know, taking charge and be, but there's a limit, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to these things, because obviously, like, there's no way I'm ever going to stop working. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
So I'm going to skip, right, all of the questions, and I'm going to come to, like, the last question, because that's it. The podcast
we're
is
done.
Over. We're done. Ciao, bye.
Nailed it.
Yep. But one thing that's come up that I feel like I need to address before I forget is that you talked about it being 50-50. Mm. You talked about somebody organizing the date and you'll turn up because you organize all the time. And you inadvertently mentioned that.
Slipped.
That let that slip. So let's put this on the table, okay? Who organizes a good date? Well, if it's a good date, if you're having a good date, who organizes it and who pays?
Again, this is so easy for me. If you've decided, like, if you're like, hey, Ta, I want to take you out on a date, then
yeah.
You're paying, but obviously I would always offer. But then it says a lot about you if you allow me to or not. I feel like this is a really sensitive topic, because then it's just the way that somebody does it. You know, like, I recently went on a date and I was like, no, you don't pay, but just get the next one. And that to me is a commitment. That to me is like, I want to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Whether I pay or not on the next one,
exactly.
That's a whole different story. Yeah. But the fact that he's gone, you can get the next one. Mm-hmm. So he's initiated the first date, he's paid, but he's made plans all in one thing.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because again, you know, as women, we want to, you have your own home, you have your own business. We want to be independent, we want to be strong, but there's that thing, you know? You know, if you went on a, well, let me tell you what a bad, I'm going to come to this because I'm going to ask you guys to share bad date stories. And this slips right well into that, because I want to know what is a bad date. So I'm going to stay on this bad date topic and I want to tell you about my worst date.
I'm here for it.
So I was running 5 minutes late for this date, and I'm English. So, you know, on time has to be on time. And to get to this date is about 20 minutes drive. So I call this particular individual and I say, listen, I'm really sorry. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I just wanted to let you know. And they said, no problem, because just let me know when you get there, because the venue that we're going to is 2 minutes down the road from me by walk. And I was like, hang on a second, you've just got me to drive to your local so that you can just pop out the door and meet me there. I was like, so this is my first red flag. I'm thinking this is not good. Mm-hmm. So I turn up for dinner. I had been asked by this young gentleman if I wanted to go for dinner. So we sit down in this venue and I said, oh, you know, let's have a look at the menu. And he turns around and he said, I'm on a Herbal Life diet at the moment and I've had a shake before I came out. but you go right ahead and order. And no. I sat there and I went,
why? Why didn't you just say, let's go for a coffee? Yeah. It's just so much easier.
No, Taryn, he invited me for dinner.
Is that so? Why didn't he just say, let's go for a coffee?
It was just the restaurant by his house. There wasn't a coffee shop or anything else. He didn't want to drive.
So he told me to order whatever I wanted. So I ordered a platter.
No.
Because I thought, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to go tuck into dinner. I'll sit, at least I'll look like
I'm sharing
he
it.
Could share it. Oh, he ate 90%.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes. A Herbalife diet out the window. I mean, I'm lactose intolerant. I couldn't eat any of the cheese. That's the only thing he left me.
Oh.
I knew I was going to suffer for this date for so many ways and for quite a while later.
And who paid for the platter?
So he ate half the platter. And when it came to paying the bill, it totted up to, and this is indelibly printed on my mind, €24.59. So we decided, we hadn't discussed this before, he'd invited me on a date, but he said, well, let's go halves. And I said, no problem at all. Now, I only had a 20 on me. So as we went to the bar to pay, we both stood at the bar, I put forward my 20, he put a 10 on top, he slid it across and told the lady behind, keep the change, it's on me. And I was like, could someone work out the math for me? That was my money. He's just giving away my money. So then we left. And as we reached for a rather average kiss, he proceeded. Listen, I'd paid for the date. I was not going without a kiss. I'm sorry. I was going to get
that.
Must
have been very good looking.
No. Actually, I mean, okay. He was all right. So he reached in for a rather average kiss. He proceeded to tell me that I was welcome to join him and his friends a couple of days later as they were going out on a Sunday night. But I wasn't allowed to tell them that we were going out on a date. I wasn't allowed to tell him that we'd been on a date. Suffice to say, he didn't contact me to tell me where this latter date was, and I definitely didn't contact him to find out. I would say that was possibly the worst date that I've been on. I was slightly traumatized and didn't go for a date for about 3 years after that. Worst date stories, or what makes a bad date? Because for me, that was not a good... I mean, just the very first thing of me even driving... I'm not, because that's a later question. We're going to talk about who drives. Does he pick you up? Do you go in a cab? How do you make a quick exit if you've gone in the cab? Do you know what I mean? But even just to say, come to my local. So you guys, what makes a bad date? What is a bad date?
Like the guy that you were expecting to turn up.
What you ordered versus what you got.
Yeah. Like I've had that happen in Malta too. And do you know what the strangest thing was? Is that like the pictures, he was good looking. And then the guy that turned up was also good looking. I was like,
they just weren't the same.
I was like, but that's not you. Like if he was like not attractive, I
wasn't 30.
Sorry.
Are you
sorry?
How do you go on a date with someone and someone totally different?
And how did you know it was him? Did he come up to you?
Oh, yes.
Did he send a friend?
Well, no. Like he was. They were both, you know, tall, dark, handsome. So I was like, okay, well, this. But I'm looking at him going,
hang on a second. Did you just pick someone else up at the bar and your date walked in?
No, not at all.
The wrong guy.
No, he was using somebody else's pictures. I was like, but that's not.
Fishing.
That's not you.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's catfishing.
Is that
what,
okay,
yeah.
Explain to me catfishing because I don't. Oh, catfishing is when your profile picture is some.
When you pretend to be somebody else. Yeah. So you use other people's photos or. Yeah. You know, you pretend, you know, you use a different identity or fake name.
So
it's actually illegal. So,
yeah, I should hope so. But your date that wasn't your date that turned out, I mean, did it go anywhere? I mean, because you kind of resigned to the fact that he was still good looking. I mean,
thankfully, I'd agreed to a coffee date. I ordered espresso. I was like, done, off.
But so how did he explain it? Did you ask him about it?
Yeah, he was like, oh, I had problems with the app, so I needed to use different pictures.
So and he admitted like, that it was someone else's photos.
But that didn't make sense either. I was just like, do you know what? No, I'm just not doing this. Like, you've lied. Like, I don't know what else is going on behind
the
scenes.
She's had an encounter.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're not on Tinder anymore.
Yeah.
Anyone else? A bad date? What makes a bad date? Anybody got any other stories?
Go on, No, wait. I mean, I haven't been on many dates, okay? And since my last relationship ended, I've just been very focused on work. But a while back, I went on a date that's a bit similar to yours, just because sometimes people go into a date with a different idea. And the thing is, this is where I find that having lifestyles in common is so important. So if you're a person who's, I don't know, who's... So this guy was really paying attention to what he eats and counting calories. And he's like, how much does this weigh? And I'm like...
What?
So I went on a date with this guy who was like, listen, I'm going to have a salad. I was like, it's okay. We've come to a wine bar, but sure, you do you. I'm going to have a wine and I'm going to have a platter all to myself because that's what I'm here for. But it was fine. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to ask somebody to change their diet or their ways, but that already to me is a bit of an issue because, and not because I'm in a very different phase of my life now. I'm a bit more careful. I like to cook. Well, ish. But you know, I wouldn't mind somebody who's a bit more conscious. But back then, I mean, I was like 21. I didn't care. I was like, no, I want to be out. I want to have fun. I want somebody who, you know, who can drink wine with me on a night out, not to have me drink a whole bottle. And then I'm like,
and he turns up wanting a salad.
Uh-huh. And it was fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that we weren't compatible. You know, and that's a huge part of dating to me. Compatibility is so important. So he might have gone out with somebody else a week after me and she wanted a salad too. And great, match made in heaven, you know?
For 10 years later.
But just for me, it was just a bit like... And the worst thing is that he had picked me up as well, so I had to wait. And in fact, I never, ever did that again. After that date, I was like, never again. First date, always use my car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to come to that because we're going to come to that in a minute because that's a really important consideration. But Mel looks like she's got bad date stories.
I really don't have bad date stories.
On.
I really don't. I've been trying to think of
that's
this.
That's like saying you don't have a bad hair day. Oh, I don't have bad hair days either. No bad dates.
I do have some bad hair days, but a bad date. I mean.
But what makes a bad. Okay.
What would make a bad date is, I think, if I was just, oh God, it could be so many things. I mean. But I think what we talked about earlier, communication, if I'm sitting there with someone and they're just boring, even if they're the most good-looking person in the world, I mean, there's so many, you know, hot guys that are just easy on the eyes and I can sit at the bar and have a drink with you or a coffee or a salad. And, you know, that's fine. That's great. But if the spark isn't there, if the communication isn't flowing, if you're just not having a good time, if you're bored, you know, I think for me being bored on a date is like the worst thing that's happened. I don't have any crazy stories about, I have friends who have bad stories, but it hasn't happened to me. And yeah, just being bored, I guess.
But listen, this is really interesting because it's now quiz time, okay? So we're going to take a little moment out because you guys have talked about a lot of values of what's important. So I would like you each to rate the following from 0 to 10.
Oh, 10 God.
0 being the least important and 10 being the most important. Okay.
Oh, no. I knew this was going to happen.
No. Look, it's easier than you think. I mean, I'm not going to take notes. Okay. So, their looks and physique from 1 to 10, how important is that? 10. Be honest.
10. I know. So bad.
So looks and physique. That's honest. Yeah, like
9,
this.
A solid 9 at least. I mean, they don't have to be perfect, but it is important to me. If there's not physical attraction, it's just, it doesn't work for me either.
I think that's the thing. But I don't think it depends on how they look.
That's
in my opinion,
say,
physical attraction is just so different. Yeah. Like somebody could look like a god and you'd be like...
Bored, right? That's what I'm saying. So you
and
can
then
go
somebody
out with
could
a 10.
Just be average and people are like, what do you see in him? And you're like, I find him so sexy.
Exactly.
And it's something so tiny that this person would have. Like I think physical attraction, but like looks aside. Like, I think physical attraction and looks are two separate things.
Well, they're both on the list.
It's a little bit of both for me. Yeah. But being honest, because, you know, we're...
No, I like this.
But yeah, it's the physical connection. It's sometimes you just have chemistry.
She needs more wine over here.
Oh, yeah.
And for you, Ali.
Yes.
Looks and physique.
I definitely need to be attracted to them. Like, but then what I find attractive will be
different.
What other people, that's not always the same thing, but no, it's important. Probably solid 8, maybe 9.
Let's just say 9.
9.
You didn't say a number, Taryn.
I don't know.
Because attraction is in a minute.
Oh,
so we're going to come to that.
But... I would give it a 7.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
I think it's that important to me.
I'm going to say height. How important is height? Because I won't date anyone Marbling with Maltese men. Save me some, you crazy lady. He's taken all the wine.
These baby pods are very pretty.
Height. How important is height?
It's not really. As long as... So if somebody is significantly shorter than me, like, you know, we're talking like shoulder height.
How tall are you?
I don't know, in centimeters, maybe like 170.
No, I know him for...
Okay, like 5'5", 6'5",
okay, so they'd have to be about like 5'2". That is short.
So yeah, so if somebody is that short, then I don't feel feminine or like...
I need a number. Yeah, yeah. In your words, I need a number.
For height?
Yeah.
I don't mind if it's like my height. Number? You know, number. I don't know. If like 5'6", 170, that's fine.
How
important it is. I'm like, what? How tall they need to be?
It's the wine. It's the wine. Yeah.
I'm not even tipsy yet. I'm like, what number do you want?
Oh, man.
5'6".
Okay.
Probably 8.
Ooh. Yeah. No, I'm a 10. I mean, seriously, height is important to me. I cannot date people that are not...
I don't want to kiss down. I want to kiss up.
No. Yeah. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. But like, I will go for a pretty face and a nice body over height.
See, I wouldn't.
It's nice. It's nice, but you can have somebody who's 6'4" and has a 2 for a face, and then what?
I'm with you on that.
It doesn't work.
I think it just needs to be a balance of everything.
If they are tall and handsome and buff, perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Basically,
this is why I'm single.
Yeah. The closer you are to me.
I mean, with all due respect, you're in Malta, and Malta is not known for tall people.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Ali,
height. It's important.
Okay, so give me a number.
8.
Okay, that's cool. We're going to go with that. Yeah. Their manners.
Oh, 10.
10. 100%.
Men, if you're watching or listening, it's a 10. Manners.
9 to 10. I think it's so nice when a man does all of the, you know, chivalrous stuff. He opens the car door, puts you on the inside of the pavement when you're walking. You know, it's so nice.
I'm more basic. I don't want anyone chewing with their mouth open.
It's polite.
Yes.
I'm a bit more basic with the manners. I mean, I don't mind opening my own car door, but there's no way I'm going to see exactly the way you chew and eat. Drives me crazy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, speak to wait staff.
Yes. If you go to a restaurant and the way that they treat the bartender, the wait staff or whatever.
Like snapping fingers. About a man as well. That the way they treat
other people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we, let's just face it, we have to talk about gas. Because you don't want to get any gas, right? Particularly on the first day or you know, first year.
We're like, where are you going with this?
I don't want someone sitting there belching or farting.
Nobody would even dream of doing that.
That would have been my bad date story if that happened. Actually.
We're still doing the numbers. We haven't come to Ali yet. We're coming back to you. Hold that gas story. Ali.
10.
10, it's 10.
Yeah, I'm taking them home to, meet my mum or my grandmother, like, they need to...
You take them home on a first date?
No, but I'll assess
talking about
that.
Dating.
No, but if they've got good manners, like, do they hold their knife and fork properly? Do they chew open?
Exactly.
Like, you've got to do that, otherwise they're not going to approve.
Absolutely. The venue that you go to on your first date, how important is that? 1 to 10.
I would say like...
I mean, it sets the mood, I guess.
Yeah.
The venue really sets the mood. And it says a lot about the person, wherever they suggest. Mm. So I wouldn't give it too much importance, but it also says a lot about the person. So you get to learn a lot about them. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, obviously the guy you were going on a first date with was quite lazy, I guess. Yeah. or he just liked comfort, or he was a comfortable person who just wanted familiar things.
We'll go with the former. So give me a 1 to 10, Taryn.
5.
5, okay.
5.
I can agree with that. 5.
Wow. Yeah. We're getting a lot of synergy here on the table. Yeah. Wow. Them paying. We've already talked about this. How important is it? Not important, but how much does it matter? How much is it good for a man to pay?
I want them to reach for it and then I'll offer to split.
And they'll decline.
And then they'll decline. But they so got to reach
for
it.
They are only men. That's the rule, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said.
Men should be watching this episode.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I think on a first date, it's just romantic and it's sweet. But only if you're into that stuff. You know, if you're just this independent person who just wants... Like my sister is very different to me, for example. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't mention this.
Your friend.
My friend. We'll cut that out. So a friend of mine is very different to me. She's very much like, no, 50-50. Otherwise, she's offended. So it's just so subjective.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I just find it very sweet and very chivalrous. And I like those things. So that's something that I like in a man. So the way he kind of offers or the way he deals with the situation of paying just says a lot about him and if, whether I like to be with him or not. If he doesn't pay, that's fine. But maybe we're not... good for each other, or I don't know.
That's not fine.
But it's fine. The thing is, we're humans, so we all have our own ways of doing things, our own ways of like. So maybe to that person, he didn't think twice about it. He was just like, no, but just how I do things. Like we're such complex beings.
Give me a number.
Okay, I would say 7.
Okay, a number.
Yeah, like 6, 7. I think we have consensus. I don't expect somebody to pay.
No.
And it depends.
Just nice.
If someone invited you, I think that they should always offer to pay. If someone asked you out on a date, can I take you to dinner? Can I take you out for a drink? Then I think that the person doing the inviting should be the one to grab it, right? Because you offered to take someone out. I always offer to split at least. Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it's a bad date, I would want to split.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't owe the person. So if it's a really bad date, I would insist.
Although I have to say, I'm just going to tell another bad date story that came to mind. I was in London. This was probably about, I'm going to say 23 years ago. I went on a date. I was on way before Tinder. There was some sort of, the beginning of the internet. There was
Match.com.
I think it was Match.com. And I met somebody. I went for a date with them. We sort of talked for a while and we went for a date. And he decided that we were going to go to the OXO Tower. So we went to the OXO Tower. He ordered the most expensive wine they had. He was really showing off. And then he sat down and he said, towards the end of the meal, he said, you don't look like your profile picture, so we're going halves. I was like, are you kidding? Another bad state story. So for me, yes, even offering to pay is important. For you, how important is that? You mentioned that sort of if he offers, then you offer and then he can pay anyway.
Well, you do the reach.
Yeah, you should reach for it. And then, but then I will split it. Like it depends on how the date's kind of gone. And also whether I want to have an argument over splitting it or, because some guys, they're just like, no, or they... They want to split it a bit too quickly. And I'm like,
But I do think too that in today's like dating scene as well, from a male perspective, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but people go on a lot of first dates, right? So they're on apps and you're meeting up with people and maybe you're going on quite a few first dates. So if it's up to the man to pay every time,
It's going to cost him a lot. It's going to cost him a fortune.
And so that's what I think about. And it's like not everybody that you meet in person, you're not going to click with them. So
exactly.
For me, if I were a man and I'm taking a woman out that, I don't know, I've met on Tinder, I don't know that well or whatever, it's like if it didn't go that well, like should you feel obligated to pay for the meal just because you're the man? I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's put, are we going to say like a 5, a 4, a 5 or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we said, a 5, 6. A 5, a 6.
Taryn says 10.
Okay.
I think this is unanimous. Their sense of humor.
Oh, 11.
12.
Ooh.
10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good sense of humor.
And it depends, like even sense of humor, it's just so particular.
Yeah.
You know, some people think they're funny and they're really not.
Yep.
You know?
Dad jokes. So the people with the dad jokes, it's terrible. Or people with really dark humor, sarcastic humor. You know, it's you have to.
Like, I love sarcastic humor. Like, I love that. And it's very me.
Listen,
I'm sarcastic.
I've got to tell you, Taryn, I've got to tell you, I met my now husband. He's going to kill me. And he said to me on the first date, he said, listen, brace yourself. I'm really sarcastic. 6 months later, I said, you promised me sarcasm on the first date. What happened to it? And seriously, I'm English. That's how we're built. We are so abusive with the sarcasm. And I get you. And you've got to be that little bit,
I mean, to be able to take it. Well, you know?
He was trying. I'm so sorry, husband. So give it a 10.
Like 12.
12, 12.
11. Yeah, 12, 12, 12.
Yeah.
15, 100.
100.
Wow. Their kindness and the fact that they have a... Oh, 12. I didn't even have to finish that sentence.
Yeah. Oh, important. Yeah. The way he treats his family, his friends. You know, I mean, like even him making time for friends and family, like it's so important. You know, when people go, because he's always his friends, he's always... There's such a balance. But to me, it's just so important to see the way another person treats the most important people in his life. Because one, someday you're going to become that person.
Yeah.
So the way he treats his mom, that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Someday you're going to become that person. That is real wisdom from the young lady over there.
Yeah. I want to make sure they've got friends.
True? No, 100%.
Yeah, like I'm a social being. Like you need to be able to come to an event or a party with me. You need to be able to interact with other people. Disappear for an hour, come back, and you know I don't want to have to babysit you. So when they kind of don't have anything else to talk, they're like, did you not go out with your friends? Do you not have any? Like, it's just, that's worrying when they don't.
Red flag.
Yeah, big red flag. Yeah.
Soft side, soft squishy.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, kindness is right there with humor for me and looks. It's the trifecta. I think it's really important because as Taryn said, you know, that's going to be your person. You're going to be their person one day. And sometimes we all just need to kind of have somebody that we can fall back on who's just going to be nice to us at the end of the day after a rough one or, you know, whatever it is.
You know, Taryn says something that it took me possibly 45 years to learn, is if you look at someone and look at the way that they relate to their friends and their family, you said, because that's potentially going to be you. Mm. I think a lot of us as women think that we can get alongside a guy and we can convert them and we can turn. It's not like that. Mm-mm. That is what you're going to get. I loved what you said. That was absolutely
It doesn't
amazing.
Mean, I think when you're in a relationship and when you're dating somebody, you grow a lot. So people confuse change with growth. Like you don't change a person, you grow together and you adapt, you know, and you're never going to change it. You wouldn't even want to change somebody. Like, why would you want to change anyone?
I think a lot of us have tried.
No, and the thing is, I think we have this idea as humans to think that we have to like the same things, want the same things. And you're trying to mold somebody into being your clone. But the best part about them was, well, the things you liked about them in the beginning was that they weren't you. They don't think like you. Mm. They don't like the same things. They have different interests. And they're just a whole other separate being who's exciting. Mm. So trying to mold them into this other version of yourself is like, I think the biggest mistake we think we need to do. Mm. And the problem with apps like Tinder, etc., and why their success rate isn't as high as it should be, is because you look at a person, you go, okay, he likes this, like me, and he likes this, like me. But in reality, when you look for a partner, I feel you're looking for what you lack, not what you have.
Wisdom in such a fluffy jumpered lady. I mean, amazing. I love what you've just said. This is amazing.
It's just taken me a while to remind myself that, I think. The last relationship, I learned a lot from it. And I think that was one of the things I took out of it.
So we're just taking a short pause for me to remind you that we're enjoying a glass of Camnieto Doggiolo Rosso with this show. A perfectly honest wine for a perfectly honest conversation. A fresh nose with red Sangiovese fruit and darker Cabernet influence as well. The palate is ripe, refreshing, warm and woody with some juicy, chewy cherry and strawberry fruits. This wine is a Tuscan regional speciality and comes highly recommended.
But I think to touch on what you said, I do think it's perfectly, you know, it's we don't have to have common interests. So we don't have to like
the same
things.
But values are important.
But we do have to have shared values. Yes. And I think that determines, you know, how successful a relationship is going to be. It's two separate things. You know, I want to differentiate between shared values and common interests. Because you may like to, I don't know, go running. And for me, I'm not going to go running unless something's chasing me. And that's fine. I think, can go for your run and I can stay at home. But, for you know, values and what you want on your life, from out of your life. It's, I think for me, I've spent a lot of time in relationships, you know, with nice guys who, you know, I was having a good time with, but for the long term, like, we didn't have the shared values. So we didn't want the same things out of life. And so that's, you know, that's important to, I think to be aligned in that way.
Exactly what
you
may
want to travel and, you know, I may want to sit, I don't, but I want to travel and you may want to sit at home, you know?
Yeah, but and that's okay. Yeah. But you just, you can't build a life together with somebody. So for me, like, the three things I have to have in common are values, goals, and vision. Like, those three things are important. If you, if we have those in, you know, we're compatible in those three, like, every other thing, whether you like sports and I don't like sports, like, it's fine. If you like this type of music and I like this type of music, that's fine. If you don't like Taylor Swift, red flag. No, I'm joking. But, you know, like, but then obviously those three things you have to have in common. Otherwise, you just can't build a life with that person, I feel.
Such wisdom. Such wisdom from that end of the table. Okay, coming a little bit more base, 1 to 10, first kiss and anything else that happens on the first date. How important is that?
To receive, to get one, or how good it is?
The quality of it.
The quality of the kiss.
Because you know when you kiss somebody the first time, when I went on the first date with my now husband, I was literally hoping he would not kiss me. The date was going so well that I said, please don't kiss me, please don't. And he didn't. And I was so grateful, because if it had been a bad kiss, that was it. I was not going back for a second date. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing worse than a bad kiss. But the next time it was fantastic. But that, to some people, I mean, is really important. Some people it's not. Sometimes you're just like, well, okay, it was the first date and everyone was nervous. So how important is that first kiss and anything else that happens on the first date?
I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's about physical attraction and connection and chemistry. Sometimes when you meet someone, it's kind of inexplicable. You don't know why, but you get the butterflies and you get like lightheaded and they kind of make you, they make you feel a certain kind of way, you know? So it's that feeling for me. If I feel that, then that's something special. I mean, kissing at this point, at this age, I think, you know, we're over like sloppy teenage kisses. And,
well, you'd hope. And,
you'd hope. I haven't had any like really bad first kisses. Some nervous kisses maybe or whatever from their part. But yeah, I think it's about the chemistry.
No, it just reminded me of an awful
kiss. All of these bad stories. I want to have some bad stories.
Oh, no, he was so sweet. Like, we had a really fun time. We went and we played pool and we had some drinks. And then when it came to the kiss, it was like his, it was like kissing a washing machine.
Oh no.
His tongue was going right. And I was like, dude, you're like 35. Have you not practiced this enough? Like,
has nobody told you? Did you do the public service and tell him that was a bad kiss?
No, I just didn't
care. So
he still thinks he's doing all right.
I am busy. I don't have time.
I was watching this show. It was great. You reminded me of something. I was watching this reality show on Netflix. It was about, are we allowed to name names of shows?
Yes, of course,
or no?
You can do whatever.
So it's
you want.
Love on the Spectrum. And it's,
oh, it's so beautiful.
I haven't watched that. Great. It's on my list. Yeah.
And these two, there was a woman and a man having a date. And she had a little bit, but they're on the spectrum, and she had a little bit more experience kissing than he did. And so she's guiding him as they're kissing. It was his first kiss, bless his heart. But they're full-blown adults, you know. And she's guiding him as they're kissing. And he's like, she's like, normally we come in with the mouth first and then the tongue follows. So don't lead with the tongue. Lead with the mouth.
Oh, sweet.
That's what you should have done. You should have been like, we lead with the mouth. Not
I'm sorry. That was a public service, Ali. But particularly as you have a speed dating. I mean, this poor guy. Taryn, I mean.
How? I think. I think kissing is like a lock and key situation. I really think sometimes you just click with some people.
It's the chemistry,
it's the chemistry. It's like the way that all comes down to chemistry. And I think a kiss is very important. I think it tells you a lot about a person. Mm-hmm. And especially the way he does it and the way he comes in. You know, like I recently had a really nice kiss and he asked for permission. Because like, he just looked at me and he was like, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's sexy.
Okay. For any men that are watching that or listening, all the girls just that went, so oh, sweet. Really?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's really sweet. Nice. Yeah.
It was really nice.
That's
so I think kissing is just something that if it's a good kiss, like it's just, you know, that's one foot in kind of thing.
Give me a number. Give me a number, ladies.
Ooh. But it doesn't mean people don't learn and adapt.
I was going to say, are we talking just the first kiss? Because I don't know.
That's why I'm asking for a number.
I would say like 9, 8, 9.
Yeah, I would say an 8.
Yeah, 8.
Okay, we're in. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That works. That works. I'm going to run through these because otherwise we're going to be doing this all night.
Much fun.
Quick fire.
It'll be a two-part podcast episode.
We'll get another bottle of wine, I promise. Generosity. Number. Ooh. I need a number.
10. But in what way?
Will you explain why is that important?
Well, no, I want someone that's generous with their time. Mm-hmm. Like
time, yes. So you can be generous in different ways.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking like money. Like you don't need to buy, I can buy things for myself. But I want you to be generous with your time and your emotions and like that's a whole other topic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's what I would like.
That's Women and Dating Part 2. Coming to your Netflix soon. Tell me, generosity.
I think it's highly important. But then I think it also depends. Sorry, I know you said we'd have to run through them. But I think it depends towards whom as well. Is it towards me? Is it towards other people? Mm-hmm. Is this person giving his 100% to every single person? Because that's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And that's going to burn him out. And that's going to become very strenuous in our relationship. You know, so I think it's I'd love to say yes at 10 when it comes to our relationship and your close friends and your close family. But then you can't be generous towards everyone with your time
and yourself, too. I think it's important.
Yeah,
to
yourself, you know,
prioritize
so,
your own self, too.
Yeah. Your state
to
of mind and
to relationship.
Mm. Yeah. So number? I'm not really sure. So I would give a 10 towards the relationship.
Yeah, I would say, you know, around the same. Maybe not 10, like 8, 9. Cool.
All right. Age important?
Age?
No, not to me.
So we've got a 0 and a 0. And we've
not a 0. I mean, there's a bracket, okay? But
there's an upper and a lower limit.
I've dated older men and younger men. Like, mm-hmm. you know, men that were quite a bit older, men that were quite a bit younger. And it's turned out that, you know, some of the younger men that I've dated or like the youngest man that I've dated was more kind, mature, generous than somebody who was 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think it doesn't matter to me really. Maybe like a 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I give it 2. A 5 as well.
Yeah, okay. It's not.
Okay. But you pulled a face when I said age.
Because I think maturity is so important.
But that's different, though. That's what
it
I'm
is
saying.
Exactly.
So somebody
that's exactly what you just said.
28 can be very emotionally mature. Somebody who's 50 can still be a man-child, for sure.
But you just have to go into it with the thought that this person might not be on your level of maturity. Right. Mm. And that's something that I think you're dating a younger guy, but you don't really like process that. You don't go, oh, actually, no, but this is why he doesn't think this way. You just have to mentally prepare yourself that this person can think very differently and have different priorities because he's at a different age to you.
I'm gonna tell you, I've always dated older men. Mm-hmm. I've always been involved with older men until I met the person that I'm now married to, who is actually 4 months younger than me.
That's nothing.
No, Taryn.
Big leap for you
that
there.
4 months is painful. Okay? Because when you get to my age, they point out that 4 months on a very daily basis. But I was always dating people that were significantly older than me. Mm-hmm. And I actually found when I got involved with someone who's my own age, I found it the biggest breath of fresh air. Oh, my good grief. It was amazing. I didn't feel patronized. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel sort of demeaned in some respects. I felt really valued in a very different way, in a very different way. I'm not going to say necessarily, I am going to say, I felt it was better. Yeah. I like that.
But yeah. I think at my age as well, you have to think about, you know, I'm 30 years old. So if I date somebody in their early 20s, then I'm looking at moving out. I'd like to start a family. And I would never want to put anyone through that in their early 20s. So it's also like what you see yourself doing. Even if this person went, yes, I want to have kids with you tomorrow. Like, you're 23. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even want you to, but I need that
in
my life.
And their frontal lobe hasn't even developed until they're 25.
No, right. So you're it's right. Like, it's, you just have to be conscious of it.
It depends. Okay. I think as you get older, you know, you have a little bit more leeway with that. I think, obviously, if you're 25, you're not going to, hopefully not going to date like a 15-year-old, so...
Never know.
I was 15 and I did date a 23-year-old.
And
anyway,
that wasn't your worst date.
No. Well, I ended up one day marrying him and that did turn into the worst date. So anyway, we'll go on. Moving swiftly on. This is an interesting one and I'm going to try and keep this one short because we could probably talk about this for ages, but their financial status.
For me, it's not about financial status. It's about ambition and drive and vision. If you're working towards something and if you're, you know, not like, oh, yeah, like I'm going to be a rapper one day. Like, I mean, if you're actually working to, and if that's your dream, fine. But you have to be actively working towards it for me. So if you have a vision and a goal and you're pursuing it and you're working hard towards it, fine. And if I earn more money than you, fine. But...
But you have to be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I earn more money than you, you have to be comfortable with it.
Yeah. Because a lot of men aren't with that too.
That's a lot.
This is where we get the, you know, you're so intimidating and this and that. And
I also think to add to, I 100% agree. To add to that, it's also the way he uses his money.
Yeah.
So like how he uses it and it's more like financial intelligence. That I really find that it's important because, you know, we might have different spending habits, we might have different priorities, but then if we have similar spending habits or like we see, you know, if he has a goal and he wants to save up for it, like that to me shows me that somebody's committed and has a goal and has a, like you were saying, a passion, a drive, you know, that not like we are in my pocket and I'm spending it kind of thing. That to me is a bit of immaturity in a way. So it's also like the way that your finances, rather than your financial situation, it's more like the way you use your finances.
Yeah.
That to me is important, especially if you're going to build a family with this person. You know, you don't want like to go home and not be able to send your kid to extracurricular activities because, you know, the person you're with doesn't know how to save. So you kind of have to be on the same page with those things. You can both be spenders, great. But then if, you know, you want to build a family and have things together in the future, you kind of have to be on the same page.
Which comes back to what you were saying about values.
Yeah.
Having the same values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Financial status?
It's not important. It's like, they don't need to be like rich or just be clever with the money that you've got. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care whether the date costs 10 euros or 100 euros. As long as you've put some thought in it, like, I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm going to come back to that in just a second because that is my next question. Before we get there, I got one last question. And this is, I think this is really, really crucial. How keen should they be to see you again? Because I think there's a borderline about, you know, being too keen.
No,
I'm like, give it to me. Be keen. I want you to be like extra keen.
Yeah, I want some attention. Just don't love bomb me.
Yes.
I don't want to be love bombed, but I do want, don't take 3 business days to text me back, you know.
No.
But what if it's the weekend?
Then it's fine. No.
So keen, we like keen.
We like keen.
I like a planner. I like somebody who goes, so when am I going to see you next? Ooh, it's that simple.
It's that
like,
line,
it doesn't have to be like,
there.
Oh, you know, it doesn't have to be all these shenanigans. Like, it's just simple. Like, when am I going to see you again?
Unless you don't want to see them again.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's when it gets
Then
awkward.
You're like, we'll keep in touch.
No,
I'll call you.
I'll call you.
Text me.
Yeah, yeah.
Text you first.
I'll let you know.
Check my schedule.
So you mentioned something back there, and I want to touch on this, and we've already touched on this earlier on in this conversation. There are details that make a difference. And I think this is where you guys have been talking about finance and being creative with the thought behind it. Mm-hmm. But there's something that really, really made a difference to me, has always made a difference to me. If a guy holds the door open whether it be a car door or a restaurant door, I'm like, I'm in. Because I don't know why that is so important to me, but it's like when a guy does hold a door open for you, whether they are just being gentlemanly and they're a friend or whatever it is, I really appreciate that because that makes you feel a bit like a queen, you know, or a princess, whichever.
Because most guys don't do it anymore. And so when somebody does do it, it's refreshing. And I'm like, and this is what, you know, if I've gone on a date or gone out on a date and then I go back and tell my friends, I'll be like, and he pulled out my chair and then he opened the car door and you wouldn't believe it.
And these like, right. And these are things that don't cost any money at all.
Exactly.
But any men, again, these are the things that leave a lasting impression. Mm-hmm. So you can't have that because that was mine. So is there anything else that leaves a lasting impression on you in a date that is just like the best thing?
Just one thing?
No, you can have lots of things. I don't mind. But is there anything else that you can think of that's just like, that's it? These are the little details that makes a difference. Like you were saying about the venue, putting thought into the venue.
Yeah.
Effort into planning it, every part of it.
Just the vibe that you get, the chemistry that you get with somebody. For me, somebody, like I said earlier, who makes me laugh and, you know, I like chivalry. I think, you know, it's so nice to go out with somebody who's chivalrous. It's a real breath of fresh air.
You know, the other thing, I'm just going to say this again because I'm going to give you some ideas while you think about this. But there's one other thing that I really like. I like it when the guy lets you pick the wine, because if you're having wine, because quite often a guy will just not even think about it. They'll go, okay, we're going to have a Shiraz. And I'm like, seriously? Did we decide on that? Have you ever had that? Is that important? Like just to be involved in the conversation of what you're going to...
But then is that the waiter? Oh,
Taryn's laughing her head off. There's a story.
No, a friend. Because
a friend. A friend.
No, most people who know me know that I love wine. And I am a self-sought, you know, quite wine an enthusiast.
Connoisseur. Exactly.
And so every time I've been on dates, they're always like, yeah, you know more than me.
Oh,
and I'm always like, yeah. And I like that. What I saw was like, have you been stalking me? Is that why? You know, I've been to many other countries and I always go wine tasting and I work with a wine company as well. So it's like, for me, it's something that I always get to choose. But maybe tasting the wine, maybe if he gets to choose it, I can taste it. So.
Having
that little
say,
like responsibility.
Asking, you can, I like it if somebody makes a suggestion.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you open the menu and say, I do that too. I'll say, I really like this one. Do you like a whatever, you know, kind of wine it is? Do you like red? Do you like white?
What do you like? Do you like dry?
Yeah, I want to be involved. I don't like it when people order for me. I don't. I don't like somebody just pulling out the menu and being like, this is what we're having. I don't like that
at all. That's another thing. Allowing me to speak to the waitress or waiter myself. Yeah. So not going, okay, I'll have this and she'll have that. No, like
And letting you order first too. I think
that's
matters.
I didn't think
you
of that.
See, you guys, you, when I asked this question, you're like, no, I can't think of anything. You know.
Tiny details.
It's in the details.
Yeah, exactly. And these details are important. So are there any other details? I mean, we're assuming that you're going for dinner for a first date, but it might not be the case. But
yeah. I wouldn't do dinner, but dinner on a first date?
No.
Like,
no?
Hey, what if it's not him that turns up and you've got to sit through dinner with him?
Emotionally scarred over there.
Yeah, but like, I'd say go for coffee. Like, you can be in and out of there in 15 minutes if you need to be. And then if the date's going really well, have another coffee or then order a gin and tonic. Don't commit to... Hold
this is your time to,
to
support the speed dating.
Well, no, but just like
roll them through.
Yeah, just get you know within maybe 30, 60 seconds of meeting somebody whether you like them, especially if you're going from online to meeting them in real life. Like you know when you sit down.
I read a statistic that said that chemistry happens between two people in less than a second.
Yeah.
That
feeling that I was talking about earlier, you know, that's like the little.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, do whatever you feel comfortable doing. Like, I went on a first date with an American guy last year, and he wanted to take me for dinner. And kudos to him, because there was cocktails first, and then he was like, and then I'm taking you here for dinner. And I was just like, that's my favorite restaurant. Like, best date I had last year. Amazing. There was something about him that I was like, yeah, I will go for dinner with him. But otherwise, I'll just make it a drink.
Yeah, or
it depends on the person in the situation too. Because it's like, if it's somebody that you've never met, then it's one thing. But if it's somebody that you don't know well, but it's an acquaintance or a friend of a friend or someone
you feel comfortable enough to go for dinner.
And you feel like you've had some conversation with them, you've met them in person already, then I would say, why not?
Second date, third date, go for dinner, check the table manners.
Not necessarily dating, just, you know that, I mean, this is Malta, we all know each other, so it's like...
It's true. I think something else that I always, maybe something small, it's like you were saying, it's all in the details to me. Like, if he picks me up, so it doesn't have to be a first date. Usually it's a second or a third. Then whether he comes out of the car to greet me and say hi. Or
open
he's just like, bit, bit. Yes.
Open the doors,
you know?
Guys.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be. Just simply getting out of the car to me is like acknowledging that, you know, if he's been up. And if we're not in the same car, it's walking me to my car.
Yeah.
That to me just is like, it's not like you're outside the place where you met and it's like, okay, bye, see you, bye. It's like, can I walk you to your car?
I think generally people are okay with like that. That's like basic chivalry. It's like making
You'd
sure that you get to your
that.
Car. Okay.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. You know, some of us had to drive 20 minutes to a date that was like 2 minutes around the, and I didn't get a trip, walk to my car.
What if you have a really good wine bar down the road from your house? Like, well, I'd like to go there. So I wouldn't mind that. Maybe I've done it before.
I actually have the opposite.
There's a really, really good place in my town that serves really nice wine. Like, there's no other wine in the world, you know.
But you've hit the nail on the head. And there's a couple of questions that I want to ask that came out of that, because those details are very important. But I also want to touch on this thing about on your first date, because this is kind of also, and I don't want to get too serious for a second, but let's think about safety for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for women, and I this is kind of totally off script, but you're talking about the first date and being picked up. And if you don't know, and you've done somebody's met on a speed date and they don't really know each other, but they've decided to see each other again, what is the yes and no's of that first date? Do you drive yourself? Do they pick you up? Certainly, I'll agree with you. That is a detail. When they get out the car, it's just polite to get out the car, because otherwise you're sitting there waiting. It really is not nice. We've all had it happen and we don't like it. I mean, ugh. But what are the safety in dating? Let's just really quickly, I don't want to get too serious, but safety on dating. Do you drive yourself to your first date?
Always.
Yep. Or get a taxi?
Always.
Yep.
Or a taxi.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I want to be able to have an escape route too.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask about this. If the date's not going well, I mean, I've always told someone when I'm going on a date, I've always said, I'm going on a date. If I send you a blank text, you
call
need
me.
To call me
oh, yeah.
because my mother's, in hospital or something.
Yeah.
Do we do this?
100%. Yes. My girlfriend.
Always. I think everyone does this.
Yeah. I will screenshot him. I will screenshot his WhatsApp number. And I forward it to my friend. I'm
live
like,
location.
I'm like, apparently his name is Dave. We'll
Apparently.
See.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then, we're each other's person. She does it to me too. She's even, sent me, her live location on WhatsApp.
Wow.
So that I just, and then just check in. Because you never know.
Yeah, how's it going? Or is everything okay?
Yeah.
That's important, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is really important. Okay. Any other safety tips for women?
Public place.
As opposed to...
Don't, if he invites me around to his apartment, I'm going to end up in bits in a bin bag.
This is a thing. Right? People, but this is what got, I mean, these people do this now. It's just like an acceptable thing first date.
It's not a date.
Come over to my house. We'll have some wine.
Yeah. Mm. No.
Netflix and chill, and it's like you're
But
isn't
that, is that
stranger.
A date or is that a hookup? Because that doesn't sound like a date
Sounds
to me.
Sounds more like a hookup, but still,
So we don't go to his house or
no,
her house.
I wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
Any other safety tips?
I get, even though I run dating events and you'll probably all think I'm wonderful, bubbly, sparkly, confident. I'm, like, I get really anxious when I go on a date. Like, I just, I'm like, ugh, like, am I going to like him? Is it going to be him? I don't know. So I have one place that 80% of the time, that's where I go, because it's, I co-work from there. I go and have brunch there. It's my second home. I'm really comfortable. I know all of the staff. So, and I'll ring them and be like, hey, I'm going on a date. Can you give me a table for two outside at 2 o'clock? And they'll be like, yeah, cool. And then when I get there, I'm like, is my date out there? They're like, yeah. I'm like, is he nice? Has he been rude to you yet? Like, no, 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 he's good. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks.
I don't have enough Amazing. Dates to do that. That's no. great.
You guys need to hook up.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I feel super comfortable. And then if I didn't feel comfortable, I can just be like, babe, like, yeah. Just okay. find that place that you're comfortable so and go
there.
That's a
good tip. That's a really good tip.
I do like that too. Any other tips from you guys?
That's it. I mean,
I think so.
I always send the guys details. You know, these are the guys' details, like you're saying. This is where I'm going. Mm-hmm. If you don't hear from me by this time, send help.
My friends are the best detectives. Like, they'll know everything about me before I even go on the date.
My phone is blowing up while I'm like, on the date. Ping, 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 ping. And it's like all my friends are just like,
they've stalked
it going?
Before I've gone on the date.
This one's the one. And I'm like, nope, not the one guy.
Listen, this is, you just called something up that suddenly I'm thinking about. Phone etiquette on a first date.
It's rude. Don't be on your phone.
I don't want to see it.
Don't you be on your phone. You don't want to see it.
Nope.
No. I mean, I put it face down. I'm not sure. Usually I leave it in my bag, but sometimes I'll have it out and I'll have it face down. And I know that's not nice, but...
Why? No, I don't mind it being out, being face down, because I do that too. Just, you know, you can glance at it, but I don't want somebody sitting... And I think it's rude for me if I'm sitting there 100%. One-on-one with someone on a date. Mm-hmm. Sitting there texting. So if I need to text my friends like, oh, how it's going, okay, I'm alive, I haven't been butchered into pieces
exactly.
yet. I'll go to the bathroom.
Yes, we all
I'll go to the bathroom and I'll say, you know, I'll go to the bathroom and just send a quick text. Everything's good. Boom, you know, or it's terrible. Come up or whatever.
Yeah, no, I would never use my phone.
But yeah, definitely. That's such a turn off if somebody is sitting there. It just shows disinterest in you. Yeah. And if they're that disinterested on a first date or in early stages, what are they going to treat you
in
like?
In 20 years.
In, you know, 2 years, 5 years.
They're not
going to
get a second
date.
No,
they're not. No. But I mean, like, just imagine.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a couple more questions and then I'm going to prompt you to think about your dating hack, your best dating hack, your best piece of advice. I mean, you guys have come out with some great wisdom, but we're going to come to a dating hack in a second. Ali's definitely got dating hacks because that's what she does for a living. But I want to touch on one more part of this conversation that may be a little bit, I'm English. We're going to talk about sex. Okay. Ooh, so I immediately, I mean, are you not with me? We're the two Brits going, oh, we don't do talk about that. but what are expectations these days? And how is it how easy is it to set your own expectations? And what's acceptable and what's not acceptable? I'm not asking you to be too personal. And I'm talking about more about societal expectations. But if you go out on a date, do they expect sex on the first date? Because
I hope
the statistics, because statistics say that that's quite a popular choice.
Really?
Do they expect it?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not saying do you deliver? That's a bit personal. I'm asking, do they expect? Do you?
They probably hope for it. I don't know if they expect it.
I think men are always hopeful.
I think men are always hopeful.
I guess it depends whether it's you've organized to hook up or whether you're actually going on a date. Like if you're hooking up, that's what you're there for. It's the sex. But on a date, like, not that they shouldn't expect it. I certainly don't.
I would love to hear the men's opinion on this.
Yes,
this is a question for the men.
Yeah. Yes.
Men, what do you?
Comments
under here. Yeah. Thank you. But the percentage says over a third do have sex on the first date, or are expected to have sex on the first date. I mean, there's over a third. That means one in three dates.
Well, there's three.
Exactly. Someone around the room is having sex on the first date. Who is it? But do you think it's... So let me ask this question a different way. You Do you ever get, if you turn around and you say, okay, that's it, we're not even going to kiss, or we're not going to, whatever. I mean, kissing is different, but do you get resistance? Do you get kind of, oh, okay, like this from a date? Or are they just fine with it? Or does it matter who? And how much
I haven't been on enough dates.
I was going to say, I think I don't date enough. We need to date more.
I think I date with purpose a lot. So yeah. I don't think this has happened to me, because I think dating with intention, kind of, I wouldn't go into something without knowing what it is or what that person's expecting, or I don't know. It's weird. It's never happened to me. Never. Wow. So no, I wouldn't say that. Also, I think it's exactly like we were saying. It's more about what you want to get out of that date. If it's just we are for fun kind of thing, whatever, then maybe. But I don't know. It's just not my style. It's very personal. Like, it's not really my style. So I think people would have different opinions about it. You know, some people need to get it out of the way. They're like, oh, if he's bad at that, I would never go on a second date. And I'm just like, I just hope he can chew. You know, and like...
With his mouth closed.
Oh my God. Exacto. You know, like, to me, that's terrible, basic. I'm like, listen, like, I'm looking at other things. Like, I'm not even thinking about that. You know, that's like a whole other offer. Is it important? Yes, 100%. Compatibility in that area is 100% important. But it just comes at a later stage. And it's like, oh, I don't even want to think about that on a first date. It doesn't even cross my mind.
And you're saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You're in agreement with that?
Ooh. No, I mean, look, I don't know. I think I need to date more too. But again, I think it just depends on the situation and the person and what the intention is, like you're saying, whether you know them before. Is it someone who you've met socially before and you've kind of flirted, or you've been talking to for a while, or maybe as a friend of a friend, like an acquaintance, and you know them, you know that person, you've hung out before, but you haven't officially been on a date, and then you go on a date and there's chemistry, sure, fine. That's different. I mean, is it,
yeah,
are you meeting a stranger on Tinder for the first time and it's like, hello, hi, I'm Mel, okay, let's go. I mean, that's different, you know. It's a little weird.
There's so much of what we've talked about in this episode that's been circumstantial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But exactly. The stars have to be in the right place, and the guy has to be eating with his mouth closed.
But
and he has to get out of the car when he comes to pick you up. I mean, there's a lot of things that is circumstantial as well, and it depends on the circumstances. But before I ask you for your hack, I'm still going to ask you for your hack. Give me just an idea in, try and do this in one sentence, Mel. Try and do this in one sentence, but give me an idea of what a perfect date would be, just in one sentence.
Go on. Pay attention.
That was, what, three words? Two words.
Two words.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. Guys, you got to follow up that.
That's really hard.
That is hard. Make me laugh. Show me a good time. Have fun.
Okay, both of those. And to me, it's just being comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable and the details. That's it.
That communicates.
I always expect
you can literally like go for, like, somebody can just bring me a coffee and we'll go for a walk, and that'd be the best date ever. Mm-hmm. And then somebody can just go lavish and that can be a good date, you know? So I think it's just so personal, and it just depends on so many factors, you know? Like, I don't think you can create the best date without having the best, like, the stars aligning, especially. So.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to, this is the last question. Your closing words of wisdom. Okay. I'm going to ask you.
We're all single.
Why are we giving advice?
Why are we good at this?
Why? What are we doing on this show?
I have one. Okay, sorry. Finish, Trudy. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask for words of wisdom. I think that was it. Why are we on this show? Why are we doing this?
Here's what not to do.
There we go. Does anybody have a word of wisdom, or are we just going to chin chin?
Trust.
I'd have a word of wisdom.
Go.
Go to therapy, men.
And women. Everyone.
Therapy is good. Therapy is important.
Tell me your flaws.
That's my dating hack.
Yeah, like, if he knows them, that's really sexy.
Yeah. Work on yourself.
Therapy. Work on yourself. I like that.
Yeah, be self-aware.
Be self-aware. Somebody, work on your emotional
intelligence. I had a conversation with somebody recently who literally told me, he's like, well, I'm like this because my family is like this and obviously I have suppressed emotions. I was like,
it's amazing.
Tell me more.
Therapy speak to us.
You know?
It's I like Terrence.
I'm anxious avoidance.
I was like, wow.
That was sexy.
But
for
I think my main thing that I always say to myself, especially now, as I've after my recent relationship, I learned a lot about myself and about dating in general. And I became a bit more informed as well. And I tried to learn because, you know, you want to get out of bad habits. I think it's always trust your gut. You know, from the first couple of seconds.
Yeah. That isn't so true.
I so look, it took me 45 years to work out that you had to trust your gut. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I dated a lot of crap people in that time. Sorry, but it's true. And you're absolutely right. If I had listened to my gut the very first time, I would have gotten to a good place much faster.
I can remember like specific moments in every relationship that I've been in where, and these were moments that happened well before we ended the relationship. And I knew in those moments, I'm like, this is not the person for me. And I went against my mind and my gut. And I said, no, you know, let me just let that go and let's see what happens. But you do know, and that's so important.
That
it's
is
so,
so
true. Trust
so
your gut.
Cool.
Yeah. Would have saved a lot of time.
Oh my gosh. So much time and effort.
But we know this now.
We know this now.
Yeah. Can I chinch in to a great, hilariously brilliant show and trusting your gut? Guys, thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having you.
Cheers to first dates.
Ooh. Call us, we're single.
I love it.
Text me.
Sattle, Mel. Sattle.